It is your pink after Aston Villa 2, Liverpool 2. We're in the services somewhere off the M6, not very far from Villa Park, but it seems like everything is closing down around us.
It's a metaphor.
I hope it isn't, to be honest. I hope it isn't a metaphor for the night or for Liverpool season. But a frustrating night for Liverpool, John, it goes without saying, really.
Yeah, it's a frustrating draw in a number of ways, really. The fact that we created the chances to win the game, there's great chances at 1-1, and then obviously the Nunes one at 2-2 as well. But then the goals conceded were a little bit soft as well. So although you're playing up against a decent team, you know, it was a good atmosphere at Villa Park tonight, and they've got good players, Liverpool should have won the game, and they could have won it in a number of ways. They could have won it just by simply outscoring them, and then it wouldn't have mattered too much, you know, the two they conceded. Or, you know, they could have managed the game better in key situations, you know, certainly, you know, just before half time, that second goal, you know, going in to a half, you know, going in at half time, having not quite dominated the first half, but certainly been the better team. Not just drawing, but behind was really frustrating as well. So there's a number of ways they could have come through that game, and, you know, they didn't do any of them, and so that makes it even more of a frustrating point.
And it's frustrating as well, Paddy, because it feels like there was a lot of the, you know, we were having a big old therapy chat on the walk back to the car there, and like it felt like in too many moments, too many crucial moments there tonight, wrong decisions were made or instincts that were meant to come good didn't come good, and that's the thing where you come away from it feeling the most of a missed opportunity.
Yeah, I think what's really frustrating, I think, is, you know, in a lot of these big away games so far this season, you know, Liverpool haven't started well. You know, I think back to Newcastle away, felt like they invited loads of pressure, didn't start well, got their crowd up, they obviously got 1-0 up. Same with Forest as well, you know, we don't think we started that game great either, and they obviously take the lead there. So what's really frustrating is I actually thought Liverpool started really well on the front foot in the first 5-10 minutes. You know, they look like they could go 1-0 up. So the fact that they had that start, then, you know, control it well and then get the goal, and then to throw it away as they do towards the end of that first half, it's just so frustrating. I think that's ultimately, you know, we're going to stop at the second half, but that's what kills Liverpool, really, because you're just giving yourself a mountain to climb out of nowhere. You know, I think I've seen at half time that I had 3 shots in the first half and scored two goals. So you just, if you're going to tough away grounds against good opposition and giving yourself, you know, you put yourself against it like that, you know, you're always going to struggle. So no credit to Liverpool in the second half, the way they fought back.